101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Brooks and Dunn on Muskie Country 101. Gray here with you, coming at you from the Hayward studio. Neil McCoy, Low Cash, Sugarland, and Luke Bryan are up next. Before a tale of a new type of hangover I discovered. Nope, nothing to do with the one you know. I found the closest parallel that I've ever discovered, and we'll share those details after I share more country. Here's Neil McCoy up next.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it real low, shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction, Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. When Eve first said to Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
Try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you want to roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even up, let's take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other main street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that.
Listen to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
The seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop your little hot self over here. Girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to get way out, out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner, gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right, yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak a us up a little moonlight. You know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. My kind of night. Come on.
Luke Bryan, That's My Kind of Night. Muskie Country 101, bringing you hits and classics all the way through the day, and with me, 3 to 7 every weekday. I'm Gray, and I'm taking over today for Mark, who did double duty today covering for Katie. Katie will be back next week. So I discovered this morning the closest thing I've found to a hangover since I put the alcohol away. And I was very surprised to encounter any feeling like that. And it's not really necessarily a physical feeling. It's just I put myself in a rough spot this morning by failing to prepare. And as I was appreciating the horrific results of that, I thought, man, this feels like I'm hungover. You know, it was the same kind of general chaos and almost like my life ached. And that happened this morning because I forgot to aggressively prepare for today, which I've been doing now for a couple weeks. I've been even going so far as to pour my iced coffee into an insulated mug and leaving it in the fridge the night before so that I know that the coffee is there and I can just grab it and go. And I mean, it's been working great. I've been starting the day with a lot of momentum. And then last night, I fell asleep on the couch. And not one of those I fell asleep on the couch for a minute and woke up and went to bed and got ready for bed. No, I fell asleep on the couch last night and woke up to my alarm this morning, having made questionable decisions about where clothes should be dropped after you're done with them in the day, and tripping on them on the way to the door of the bedroom. It was like I was transported through space and time, kind of fell asleep on the couch. I remember nothing after my eyes closed. And in struggling to prepare, I thought, man, I was bumping around. My balance was worse. Like, I don't know. Maybe I need to look closer at the security cameras for what actually happened yesterday, because I wouldn't think that preparation had that many benefits. But I'm learning. Mark Chestnut's coming up next. That's your weird rant to start the afternoon show on Muskie 101.
Muskie 101.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Muskie 101.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
A better variety of country.
Muskie 101.
Thank you. just like that. You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it. Do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Musky 101.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or imagine Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day.
Diamond Rio, that's One More Day, and you're listening to Muskie 101. We just heard from Eric Church and Mark Chestnut 2. Luke Combs, Kenny Chesney, and Thomas Rhett are coming up next before Sword of Sports. Sword of Sports today, a question I've wanted to ask for a long time. Are we done with the Pro Bowl? First, here's Luke.
We've been burning both ends, keeping the lights on. So I've been thinking we need a little time alone. So what you say we cancel our plans? Tonight I'm only gonna be your man. Let's get some candles burning and some records turning.
Definitely more music.
It's your country. 101.1.
Muskie 101.
Petty feels. thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps, man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is
saying keep it down. But it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You'd be saying that we gotta quit doing this. So why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding off. What you got on is slipping into my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, so high, still got it up in my head. You were moving TV light.
Still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV light. I ain't ever seen anything like your dress.
regret. That was T-Shirt. And we just heard from Kenny Chesney, too, with How Forever Feels. The question we're asking today for Sort of Sports, one I've been ready to ask for a while. Could the Pro Bowl be done? We're not asking for no reason either. Not for nothing, as they say. That NFL's annual showcase of talent has gone from being a sort of competitive game to a sort of skills competition to a few different iterations, all held a week before the Super Bowl recently. But here's the thing. The league usually announces the date of the Pro Bowl before the season begins. We've got nothing so far this year, no mention on any of the league's official schedules, and ESPN, who almost always has the rights to the Pro Bowl events, just scheduled a Stadium Series showdown between the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning in the weekend that would normally be the Pro Bowl, February 1st, a Saturday this year. So what gives? Good question, but signs are starting to point to the end of the Pro Bowl. Again, I'm not super upset about it. I love the idea of an extra game played only by the best, but none of them are going to risk injury in an exhibition game, so they're not going to try as hard as they would in a normal game, and I don't think it's fair to expect them to at this point. I don't think it's wise to expect them to, but I also don't think it's fair to expect them to, unless you want to pay them a massive performance-based one-game bonus for the Pro Bowl. I don't see any other way to make them try very hard. And even then, you'll have guys who are still going to opt out because they already make plenty. That's Sort of Sports today for Muskie Country. News and weather are coming right up.
Muskie 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Chris Kammer, the rockin' dentist, with another victorious dental minute here on Civic Media. You know, for decades, we were taught that cavities had to be drilled and filled, but the evidence shows that cavities are actually a disease process that can be effectively treated with medicine instead of always resorting to surgery with a dental drill. Today, dentistry is embracing minimally invasive techniques that heal decay instead of amputating tooth structure with a drill. Dentists can now stop cavities before they spread and even encourage natural repair. It's a big shift in thinking because dentistry is actually moving away from drilling and patching holes toward actually managing the disease. This means no shots, no drills, and happier, long-lasting smiles for you. Ask your dentist because this radical transformation for dental visits is here now. And I'm Dr. Chris Kammer bringing you the good news about modern dentistry with another victorious dental minute right here on Civic Media.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state assembly committee on Wednesday, where some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirement. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Take Back Day this month. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The fall drug take-back day will be held on October 25th, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. Barron Electric Cooperative officials say they've contributed $1,000 to Nature's Edge Therapy Center for matching grant funding. The Rice Lake Community Health Foundation recently approved the center for up to $60,000 in matching grant funding to maintain their services. The funding for the donations came from unclaimed cashback credits from former members through the Federated Youth Foundation, which has specific rules about how the cashback credits can be used, so the cooperative could not put them towards reducing utility rates. The Barron County Sheriff's Department requested two significant expenses from the County Executive Committee at their meeting this month. Sheriff's Office officials are asking for a radio upgrade estimated to cost around $1.5 million and a new patrol boat for around $80,000. They also say selling off some of their current equipment that needs replacement could help offset a portion of that cost. The full Barron County Board would need to approve the proposal with a 3/4 majority to authorize the purchases. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Sunshine and beautiful for your Saturday, high in the mid-60s. Clouds move in Sunday, chance for showers late, and the wind picks up. Highs in the upper 60s, a few spots near 70. It's 60 right now.
Muskie 101.
You know how you use homemade bread as a vessel for the butter that you put on it? You know what I mean. You eat the bread for the butter. The bread is tasty, but it's the butter's the point. Sort of sports is the bread. Sports is the butter. And in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll dive into what to expect from the NFL this weekend, starting with a fun stat and then a look around the NFC North. Your preview coming up.
Raymond's in his Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand. Go home into your blue jeans. Have some chicken and some baked beans. Pick a backyard football team. Not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive. Pick up the Sunday Times. Grab a coffee cup. Looks like Sally and Ron finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. It's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. That's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing. You curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. Take a walk down a back road. Tackle box and a cane pole. Carve our names in that white oak. Steal our kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh, yeah. New believers getting baptized. Mama's hands raised up high, having a hallelujah good time. A smile on everybody's face, that's what I love about Sunday. Oh, yeah. That's what I love about Sunday.
enjoy the music. It's great.
The most country music.
Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
Dust, little bit of smoke, faller in a Chevy down a gravel road. Headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight rope. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. On, coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. But time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Future plans and dreams at night.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Tennessee whiskey.